Hello, good evening from Yerushalayim, Eretz Kodesh. Today, as we finish Maseches Megillah a couple days ago, the Gemara discusses Kriyas Sotera, so we're going to discuss the Siddurim of Kriyas Sotera in modern times and in ancient times. In modern times, we pretty much have a set calendar that is perfect for all years. It's set up. There are today 54 parashas in the Torah, and it is very rare that we actually have 54 weeks that we read 54 parashas. And but the system is pretty perfect. As I said, in a lunar year we have 354 days, which in an average will give us 50 Shabbosos in the year. 50 and a half, actually. Okay, there's 50 Shabbosos, and we have to subtract automatically. One Shabbos is the Shabbos of Pesach, which we don't read a Parsha. Hakol Mafsikin, as the Mishnah says here in Megillah, Hakol Mafsikin, Moshe Chodesh, Hanukkah, Purim, and Pesach. Pesach, which is 7 days in Eretz Yisrael, so you have definitely one Parsha that you're not going to read. And so that gives us down to 49. Now, the truth of the matter is that on Sukkot, you also don't read a Parsha because you have a Shabbos in between. But that Shabbos is compensated by the fact that on Simchas Torah, you read Vezeis HaBracha. So therefore, you're not really missing a Parsha because of Sukkot, but this is a point that's very important to remember for the continuation of the Shiur. So in essence, on an average year, we could be down to 49 weeks that we read Kriyas Sotera. We have 54 Parshios, so we connect five sets of Parshios. Vayakel Pekudei 1, like we did yesterday. That's Tezriya Vetzera 2, Achimos Kedoshim 3, Baruch HaKodesh 4, and Matas Masi 5. So we have five Parshios that are connected. Now, sometimes circumstances dictate to connect more Parshios. For example, if Shavuos comes out on Friday, so in Chutz La'aretz it runs into Shabbos, so you lose another Parsha, because on Shabbos you don't read the Parsha of the week, you read the Kriya of the second day Shavuos, Kol HaBechor, Aser Ta'aser. So for that you connect Chukas Bullock. That's a sixth. And another possibility of connecting is Nitzavim Vayelech. Nitzavim Vayelech has nothing to do with a leap year or a regular year. It has to do with the fact if you have two Shabbosos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, so then Nitzavim Vayelech are separate. If you have one Shabbos between, Nitzavim Vayelech are together. In essence, it depends what day of the week Rosh Hashanah comes out. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Monday or a Tuesday, so then you split up Nitzavim Vayelech. Nitzavim was always the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Vayelech will be the Shabbos after, and the Shabbos after Yom Kippur will be Hazinu, and Vezeis HaBracha will be on Simchas Torah. In the event that Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, or if it comes out on Thursday, so Yom Kippur will be on Shabbos, so then all you have is one Shabbos in between, and then you put Nitzav Vayelech together. That again, has nothing to do with the fact whether it's a leap year or a regular year. These are the Siddurim for a regular year. In a leap year, we have 384 days, which gives us 54 Parshas. Exactly the amount, in other words, that would mean one Parsha for each Shabbos. It still comes out rare that we're going to read all 54 Parshas, because again, we're going to lose one because of Pesach. And for that, so that will leave us with 53. So in a leap year, Matas Masei can also be connected. All other Parshas are separate, but sometimes it's 384 days, which means it's extra. It's not exactly 54 weeks, it's more than 54 weeks, and therefore, and a few days, and therefore it could be that you have that extra Shabbos in, and then you read 54 Parshas. So in essence, today we have a Seder, which is fairly set, of 54 Parshas, and that's the most that you are going to need. You can need less, and in the event that you need less, you connect Parshas. That is how things run today. But it wasn't always like that. The original takana to lame Tulane on Shabbos is a Takana Kaduma, as the Mishnah Berurah already points out in Reish Pei Bei Sif Aleph. He says, Motzim Sefer Torah Vekarim Shiva, you take out a Sefer Torah on Shabbos and you read seven, whereas you saw in the Gemara in Megillah, and the Mishnah Berurah quote, V'hi mitzvah in Divrei Sofrim, it's a mitzvah in Drabanan, V'hi takana keduma m'moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom. It's a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu to read Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. So it's an early takana. But the chiyuv kriya for takana from Moshe Rabbeinu did not necessarily require to read the whole Torah in the order the way we do it today. There's a chiyuv kriya, but the way things developed into what we're doing today took a lot of stages. So today, as I said, we have a set calendar, which is fairly set, but surprisingly, it's I would say recent. I say from the up to the period that we've shown him, there was still different minhagim among Klal Yisrael how exactly to do this order. So what do we have in today? The things that dictate the calendar, basically, on a regular year, Pikdu Fischu, which means Tzav, is read the Shabbos Hagadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. And the Shabbos before Shavuos, we read Parshas Bamidbar, as the Gemara says over here that Ezra was Masakin. You see the source, Megillah Lamed Aleph from base source 1.2. Ezra Tikkun Yisrael, Shukurim Klolos, Shabbat Torah Skonim, Kodem Ateres. Ezra was Masakin that the Klolos, the Tochach, and Parshas B'chukosai in Torah Skonim should be read before Shavuos, for Shabbat Mishnah, Torah, Kodem Hashashah. And those in Kiseitze, and sorry, in Kisavo, shall be ready for Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why? So the Gemara says, Amabai, my time, Amabai, Vitem Rosh Lakish, Kadesh, Tichla, Hashanah, Vikil, Loser. So that the year should terminate with its close, so we read the close at the end of the year. So the Gemara says, Bishla, Mashav, Mishnah Torah, Ik, Kadesh, Tichla, Hashanah, Vikil, Loser. When you read the Tochach of Mishnah Torah, of Dvar, before Rosh Hashanah, so that's the end of the year. Elishav, Torah, Skarnim. Those from Vayikra that you read before Shavuos, after Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, is Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres is also Rosh Hashanah, that Nana or Atzeres Operas Eilam. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Ba'arba Prakim Olam Nidan, the world is judged on four different stages, and Pesach HaLetvua, and Atzeres Operas Eilam. So Atzeres is also Rosh Hashanah, or it's also more of a time of judgment, and therefore you have Tichla Shan Rikilosa. That's what the Gemara says. So that's the order today. Bamidbar. So Tosfos already points out. Long Tosfos over here on Lamed Aleph on the base. Tosfos asks an interesting question. He says, How come on years that we separate Nitzav Vayelech and we connect Matas Masa. Matas Masa together comes out close to 250 Pesukim. Nitzav and Vayelech separately is one Pasha 40 Pesukim, one Pasha 30 Pesukim. Wouldn't it be better to switch it differently? Wouldn't it be better to have Matas Masa separate, Nitzav and Vayelech together, and still the Tochacha will come out the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and the problem solved. It's Tichla Shana Vekil Lase. It will come out the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So Tosfos says, Tosfos Mechadesh, that you don't want it right before Rosh Hashanah, you want a week in between. So that to separate from the close in Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, it's not Kisavu the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, but Nitzavu. And for the same reason, Bamidbar, even though B'chukosei has the Tochacha, but Bamidbar will be the Shabbos before Shavuos, and not B'chukosei. So that's the Seder. Shabbos before Tisha B'av will always be Dvarim, Shabbos Chazayin. After that, you have Shiva de Nechemta, 7 weeks of Nechama, we read the Avteris of Nechama, and then comes Rosh Hashanah. That's pretty much the set calendar on a regular year. On a leap year, we split up the Pashas, so Pesach comes out, it's already by Achrimos, Kedoshim. But that is pretty much a set calendar based on the Gemara. But the Gemara does refer The Gemara does refer to a different order. And for that we go to the Gemara on Chof Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this. My Pasha Shkola. The Mishnah says that the Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos, you read Parshas Shkolim. So the question is, what is Parshas Shkolim? So the Gemara says, my Parshas Shkolim, Rav Matavas Bnei Yisov, Amartam Skabani Lachem. So Rav says, Parshas Shkolim is not what we know today as Parshas Shkolim, but Tavas Kabani Lachmi Leishai, the career of Parshas Pinchas, which we read on Rosh Chodesh, the first part of it, that's Parshas Shkolim. But Shmuel Lama Kisisa, and Shmuel says Parshas Kisisa, which we read, we pass on like Shmuel. So the Gemara has a whole Shakla Vatari over here, and then the Gemara asks a question. Meisme. Chalios Bapasha Smuchala Ben Mufonea Ben Malachra, Koronos of a Kofinos. If it comes out to be the Shabbos before Parshas Shkolim, in other words, if Parshas Shkolim comes out to be the Shabbos before the normal career of Parshas Shkolim, so then you read it in Parshas Shkolim, and you read it in the regular reading the next week or the week before. So he says, "Mishamad Norma Kisisa Hanin the Mishrami Bahu Zimna." If you hold this Kisisa, so then Parshas Shkolim will come out around the time of Kisisa. Parshas Shkolim usually comes out Mishpatim. If somehow came out a drop later, or a little after Kisisa, Vayakel, so then you're in the vicinity. By Parshas Shkolim, you're in the vicinity of Kisisa. So the Brisa says, you read it for Parshas Shkolim, and you read it again the next week, or you read it the week before. Eleman Dama Tavis Karboni. But according to the Man Dama, that Parshas Shkolim is Tavis Karboni. So then, Mimisham Buzimna, Pinchas is read around Shiva Sabatamos. How could that come out? The time of Parshas Shkolim. So the Gemara says, in. Livnei Ma'arova, the masculine, the Raisa Batlashnim. The Gemara says, Bnei Ma'arova, the people in Eretz Yisrael, who complete the Torah in a 3-year cycle, they can have the possibility that they read Parshas Pinchas around the time of Parshas Shkolim. And this is the only mention in the Gemara of this cycle. The Gemara does not elaborate what the custom was, etc. That's all the Gemara says. Rabbeinu Hananel on the page says very simple. Uparkina timtza bin yisrael nei marova shemesai matzah l'sholosh shnim. Uposkim kol parsha gimel parshios. So they split up each parsha into 3 different parshios. Epshet misrami lu ki ay gavna. Balem Tenet Rabbi said, could be, they split each Pasha into 3, so it could be that at that time of the year, when they read Pasha Spinchas, it'll be Pasha Shkol. That's all it says. The Yavetz, on this Gemara, says like this. Levnei Ma'arov Damaskil Rats B'tlashnin. Epshar, he says, B'shem D'inu Paskil L'psukui B'tlas. Kedisa Parakam of the Kiddush. He says, maybe the reason is because they cut each pasuk into 3, like the Gemara says in Kiddusha. And the source in the Gemara Kiddusha, source 1.1, source 2.1, b'maharava paskele la'aykro l'klas ha'psukim. B'yom ha'shem l'moshe enei nochi bo'y lecha ba'avona. The Gemara over there is discussing the psukim. The Gemara says that the Gemara talks about over there where the chetzish of psukim is. And his galach is chetzin shel psukim, and the Gemara discusses which side is it, which part of it is it, the first half or the second half. So the Gemara says, why can't we go and count the psukim? So the Gemara says, we're not bucking psukim because, for example, this pasuk v'yom Hashem Moshe inei anochi bo lecha ba'avonon in Eretz Yisrael, they divide it up into 3 psukim. That's what the Gemara says. So the Yavetz wants to say that if they divide up every pasuk into 3 psukim, so Mela, if we have a 1-year cycle, they will have a 3-year cycle. And then he concludes with a question, though. He concludes with a question. Elamir kasha li tuva. He says, I have a big kasha. Damir and Shelly Mechiltim, we say in the end of our Masechta, Ezra Tikin, Shukarim Kloshev, Teres Karnim, of their Teres. Ezra was Masakin that you should read the clause of Torah's Kohanim before Shavuos, and you should read the clause of Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah. And how could that be if they divide everything up into 3? It's just not going to work out. And that's the question. That's what it remains of the question. So that's an interesting point that he raises. First of all, that they split this particular pasuk into 3, but does the Gemara really mean to say that they split each pasuk into 3? Probably not. If they split each pasuk into three, so then the Gemara won't have a difficulty in actually calculating the psukim. We know, well, we have one pasuk, because in our Yisrael, three psukim, problem solved. We can add, count our number of psukim, count their number of psukim. And then the discrepancy between the number of psukim mentioned in the Gemara to what we have is a difference between 5,888, the Gemara says, while we have 5,845. So we're talking about a difference of 43 psukim. But not as much as the Yavetz wants to suggest, that each pasuk in Erev Shel was divided up into three. The Rambam, Perek Gimel, Hesfil, Alach Aleph, Source 3.1, says like this, HaMinag HaPashut B'chol Yisrael, Shemashlimin HaSatara B'shana Achas. The custom, the simple minag is that they complete the Torah in a one-year cycle. Matchil b'Shabbos after Chagas Sukkos, you begin Bereishis, the Shabbos after Sukkos, v'korim b'seder Bereishis, b'shniyah ele toldos, which is Noach, b'shlisi v'yom Hashem al Avram, v'korim v'ochol ha'seder zeh ad shigrom v'sator b'Chagas Sukkos. So you read the Torah in order until you finish in Chagas Sukkos. V'yesh mi shemashem v'sator b'shol Hashanim, and some complete the Torah in a three-year cycle, v'enom minak pashut, the Rambam says. Now, just to point out, which to many will be obvious, but to point out, in the Torah, the only chalukah, the only division, is the parshas that are psuchos and stumos. In the printed text, you always have a pei or a samach. That's the only division between the. That's the only division. The parsha ends; it could end if al pi masora, it's supposed to end there, and the blank line till the end. That's the parsha psucho. If the next parsha is supposed to begin on that same line, it's a parsha stumos. But those are not the parshas as we have the parsha of the week. The parsha of the week is not one parsha in the Torah, but it's a bunch of parshas in the Torah, except for two of them, parshas Miketz and parshas Vayetze, which don't have any psuchos tuma in the middle. But the parshas we have are a chalukah, a division, which began at some time, which is also not clear when. Where we take a portion of the Torah and we read it. But it's there's no place in the Torah marking that this should be the end of the parsha of the week. At the end of Bereishis, you don't have a special thing. It's either parsha Psucha Stuma, but nothing really there marking the end. So the Rambam says that the minhag pashut, the simple minhag, is what we do today. We have a 1 year cycle. We begin right after Sukkot and finish the following Simchas Torah. While there is some minhag of 3 years, which of course based on our Gemara, but in the minhag pashut, the Rambam does not elaborate much about this 3 year cycle. So what we're trying to go and figure out is, what is this 3 year cycle? What is the 3 year cycle? Do we know when the cycle ended? How many parshas are in the cycle? And what to do with the Yavetz's question? How did they set it up that with the Tekan of Ezra, that you should be reading the Klolos of Torah's Kohanim before Shavuos and the Klolos of Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah? What do we do with that problem? What time of the year did they begin the cycle? We're going to try to see what we can discover from this. Okay. So and nowadays, with help from documents of the Kairos Gnizia and all Tanakhs, we're able to actually reconstruct the order of the Eretz Yisrael order of Parshios. Thanks to Rosh HaKoyel, Rav Korn for Shlita, pointed out to me from Reuven Margolis Sefer, Hamikra Vamasora, he quotes that the Minan HaSadarim is supposed to be, well, Kufnan Hei, but Ve'en Koneh. Because you weren't Koneh the Torah, you didn't have the Parshios of Kufnan Hei, therefore the whole Tochach begins. Today we have a Seder of the Kriyas HaTorah, the way it was divided up in Eretz Yisrael. The Koren Tanakh, for example, which I'm holding in my hand, also has both the Prakim on one side and the Sedarim of Eretz Yisrael on the other. Now, the Prakim, the division, is also not a normal chalukah. It was made by Christian priests. It's not a Jewish tradition, and sometimes you see that they're off. For example, the end of Parsha Shmos, it begins a new parak at the first. The last pasuk of the parsha begins a new parak. In other words, he felt that this pasuk has connection to Parshas Ve'era, when in reality it's really the end of Shmos, and a couple other examples like that. In the Koran Tanakh, you have in the center of the two leaves, you have the Prakim, and on the outside you have the order, the way It was in the Eretz Yisrael Korea, based on, again, as I said, resources from the Cairo Geniza and other sources. How many Sederim do we have? So it adds up like this, and Rav Magos also quotes, in Bereshis we have 43, in Shmos we have 29, in Vayikra we have 23, Bamidbar 32, and Dvarim 27. All told, 154 parshas. Now he quotes the Medrash Me'in Koneh 155. We know with gematrias, if you're off by one, it's still considered. So it's still legit. So we're talking over here about 154 parshas. So the question is, why? What's the significance of this number of 154 parshas? Okay, so let's go. A normal year, which is not a leap year. We're talking about 354 days, divided by 7, that gives you 50 parshas. On a leap year, we have another 4. We have another 4 parshas, and again, I'm talking general. On a leap year, we have another 4 parshas because we add a month. Since it's a 3-year cycle, so when we went and said about our normal cycle today, we subtract 1 week for Pesach. We don't subtract a week of Kriya for Sukkot because we read it on Simchas Torah. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they completed the Torah once every 3 years, and they didn't do it on Simchas Torah, so therefore you have to subtract another Shabbos for the Sukkot Kriya because we're missing another Shabbos. So in other words, we're missing at least 2 parshios from the amount of Shabbos per year. We're missing at least 2 parshios. So, on the... Now, how often do we have a leap year? Normally, a leap year is 1 out of every 3 years. The 3rd year is a leap year, which means in a 3-year cycle, we would have 1 leap year. We have 1 leap year and 2 regular years. That's fine. But there are times when there are 2 leap years in the 3-year cycle. Since the order of leap years is every 3rd, the way it is now, Guch Adzad, every 3rd, 6th, 8th, 11th, 14, 17, and 19. So, a cycle beginning with a leap year, which will eventually happen after you run around the cycle 1.5 times, eventually will happen that the 1st and 3rd year of the leap year will be the 1st and 3rd year of the Kriya will be leap years. So let's figure out how many parshas we have in such a thing. A normal year is 354 days. A leap year is another 30 days, that's 384, and another 384 for the second leap year. 384 plus 384 plus 354 will give us 1,122 days. Divide that by 7, we get 160 plus. We get 160 Shabbos. 160 Shabbos. And as we said, we have to take off for each year 2 Shabbosos. So, I take off for the 3 years 6 Shabbosos. I'm left exactly with 154. So clearly, the number 154 is not a coincidence over here in the Parshios. 154 is the most Parshios that you'll ever need in the 3-year cycle. Now, it could be that you'll need less. If, for example, in the 3-year cycle, you only had 1 leap year. So then you'll need less. You'll be by 4. And if a Yom Tov like Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, or Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you'll need less. In that case, when you need less, so then you'll obviously connect the Parsha. Just like today we connect the Parsha when we don't have enough Shabbosos for the Parshas. But the most Shabbosos that you could have in the 3-year cycle is 160, and for those you'll need 154 Parshas. So clearly the number 154 matches what you'll need most. You cannot have more than 154 Shabbosos in the 3-year cycle, and that's the problem solved. Okay, now we have a couple things. One is that the Gemara says that the people of Bnei Marava, they will get to Parshas Pinchas around the time of Parshas Shkor. This should be a clue to tell us when the cycle begins. Now, there is a source found in the Cairo Geniza which said that in Eretz Yisrael, even though they had a 3-year minute, they didn't all finish the cycle at the same time. Now, different shows are different minhag. There is a possibility of that too, and I'm not ruling that out. There's also some other sources which have 167 parshios. We're not ruling that out, but we're going with 154 parsha cycle. And for start, we'll assume that it began the same time we begin today, the Shabbos after Sukkos. That's the best place to start. We don't know, but I'm saying that's the best place to start, and we'll fit from there. So let's figure out what we have. In first of all, what number parshia is Parshas Pinchas? So with the aid of the Koran Tanakh, which we have over here, we calculate again. Bereishis 43, Shmos 29, Vayikra 23, and in Bamidbar it's Parsha number 24. Parsha number 24 is Tavos Bnei Yisrael, Chavdalet. Together I come out with 119. In other words, Parsha number of Shabbos 119 in the cycle, you would read Parsha Pinchas Tavos Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so now let's take an average cycle. Of course, this can change, this can fluctuate, but if the first 2 years of the cycle were non-leap years. So, we said we have 50 Shabbosos in a non-leap year, and two non-leap years actually have, we have an extra Shabbos, because 354 times 2 is 708, so that will give you 101 Shabbosos. We subtract from these 101 Shabbosos, we subtract two Shabbosos for each year, because again, for Pesach and Sukkos, so we're left with 97. So if we began the cycle, the Shabbos after Sukkos, the first 2 years we're going to read a total of 97 parshas. Next, now we're talking about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar or around Rosh Chodesh Adar. So what do we have? We have Cheshvan and Kislev is 59 days on the average. Teves and Shvat is 59 days on the average, and we have another Aleph, of course, because of the first 2 years we're not a leap year, so then this is a leap year. So we add another four parshas for that. We add another 30 days for that, which will give us a total of 148 days. We'll divide that by 7, and that gives us 21 parshas. Plus 21 parshas. Plus one parsha, the Shabbos after Sukkos, which will always come out in Tishrei. They'll, between Simchas Torah and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, you always have one parsha. So we have 21 parshas plus one, that gives us 22 parshas. 22 and the 97 which were in the first two cycles. 22 plus the 97 we were in the first two cycles comes out exactly 119. The same 119, which is exactly the parsha of Tavos Bnei Yisrael. So we see things start falling into place, that indeed the Masorah to begin the Torah around Sukkos or the Shabbos after Sukkos is actually based on the fact that the 3-year cycle, which probably was earlier than the 1-year cycle in Bavel, began also on that Shabbos after Sukkos. And from there, the 1-year cycle completed in 1 year, but that was the beginning of the cycle, and that can come out. Of course, it won't always come out that 119 Shabbos will come out on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Adar, because it could be the leap years are set differently. And then, but you're in the vicinity. The Brisa is telling you what happens if it comes out the Shabbos before, the Shabbos after, and the Gemara says, can it come out at that time of the year? The answer is yes, it will come out at that time of the year, because we see it comes out around that time of the year. It won't always happen, but it could happen. And now we get to the question of the Avitz. The Avitz asks a question. He says, how did the Bnei Marava, were they Mekayim the Takana to read the Klolos of Toras Kohanim before Shavuos and the Klolos of Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah when they read a 3-year cycle? I think the answer is that the Gemara puts it so simple, as if Ezra made a Takana, that you read the Shabbos before Shavuos, you have to read Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, you read Kisavo. I don't think that's Pshat. I think the Pshat is that Ezra set up the cycle in such a way that Klolos should be read before Rosh Hashanah, not after. Tich Lashanah v'Kilos. Now, if you switch around a cycle or make a new cycle, you're going to have to fit it with this rule of Ezra that Tich Lashanah v'Kilos. In essence, as we'll see, the original 3-year cycle fit complied with Ezra's takana to read the clothes before Hashem and Erev. Then they made a one-year cycle. And when they made a one-year cycle, they ran into a problem. How could they read the clothes of Torah's Kohanim before Shavuos when it's not before Rosh Hashanah? And for that, they came up with an answer. And the answer is that Atzeres is also Rosh Hashanah. But in reality, I mean, that's kind of a way out in order to set this up. Lemaisa, it's not even clear that Atzeres is a Rosh Hashanah. Now, it's true. The Mishnah says that Atzeres you need on a Paras Eilah. But the question is, do we pass it like that or not? Because on Rosh Hashanah, in Musaf, we say, V'amadinos b'yomer, eza l'cher, v'eza l'shon, eza l'rav, v'eza l'sova. On Rosh Hashanah, it'll be determined which countries will suffer from famine and which countries will have plenty. The Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah that from the fact that we say this on Rosh Hashanah shows that we don't hold that Ba'ava Prokim Olam Nidam. That's what Yerushalmi says. We don't hold that Atzeres HaPeres Eilah. We hold that everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. That's what Yerushalmi says. So again, this answer that the Gemara gives that Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah is not based on the original Takana Sezer. The Takana Sezer was to read it before Rosh Hashanah. So let's see when the Tochacha comes out, and we'll see if we can actually fit it in to the, according to the three-year cycle. So if we go with the three-year cycle, assuming that the first 2 years are not leap years, so let's go. We have Bereishis 43, Shmos 29, and the Tochacha is the 22nd Parsha in Vayikra, which gives us a total of 94 parshios. 94 parshios. The first 94 parshios. The first this comes out to be in essence, we're going to read 97 parshios by the end of the cycle. 47 and sorry. In essence, we're going to read, we had 50 parshas, we took off 2, it's 48 and 48. Yeah, we're going to read 97 parshas in two cycles. Because we have 101 Shabbosos, we subtract 2 for Pesach and 2 for Sukkos, so we'll have a 97. So we're going to read 97 parshas in two cycles. So the 94th Shabbos, the 94th Shabbos is 3 weeks before the end of the cycle. It's 3 weeks before the end of the cycle. Now, the end of the cycle, well, of course, it's 3 weeks before the end of the cycle. Since the cycle will end, as we said, it begins on Sukkos. The cycle begins on the Shabbos after Sukkos. So the cycle will end. Again, there's no Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael. They don't finish the Torah on, they don't read a parsha of Simchas Torah. So therefore, the last two parshas will be the two Shabbosos, one between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, two Shabbosos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos will be the last two parshas. Right? And the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah will be the third parsha. So therefore, the 94th Pasha fits perfectly in being that week, that Shabbos 1 week before Rosh Hashanah. Because the next week before Rosh Hashanah, you read Pasha number 95, and between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, you read 96 and 97, and that's going to be the completion of the cycle. And the third cycle will begin after Sukkot. So that also fits. Again, this can change and fluctuate based on the fact if you have a leap year. But it comes out that the Tochacha of Bechukosa will be read before Rosh Hashanah of the second cycle. And the Tochacha of Kisavo is in Pasha 149, five Pashas before the end, which is a little early for Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks before. But of course, as we mentioned, we have over here a total of 154 Pashas. On an average cycle, you do not have two leap years, which means you're going to have to connect four parshios, and then have a cycle. So it could be that two parshios were connected at the end of the cycle. And therefore, if you got to the end of, you got to parsha 149, you get to that on time, and then you connect two more parshios, and this way you finish on time right before Sukkos. So in essence, you're Mekayim the Takana of Ezra, and you read, in the second year of the cycle, you read the Tochacha of Bechukosa before Rosh Hashanah, And in the third year of the cycle, you read the Tekach of Kisavah before Rosh Hashanah. That's also within Takana Sezer. It's not Takana Sezer per se to read before Shavuos and to read before. It's to read the clause at the end of the year, and the way they did it in Eretz Yisrael, you can say, comes out even better than the way we do it today. So that's, okay, a couple of words about, the time is running short, a couple of words about the Haftorahs. One of the big questions which people have been trying to figure out is which are the Haftorahs that are used three-year cycle. Now, today we read Haftorahs, and again, Haftorahs are also not, we haven't said, of course, the way they are now. But in ancient times, they weren't. All you had to read was 21 psukim from Navi, something that pertains to the parasha of the week. And different places have different Haftorahs, just like today. Ashkenaz and Sephard will sometimes have different Haftorahs. Yemenites, even more, have different Haftorahs. And it's all legit, as long as you read 21 psukim of something that pertains to the parasha. That is the takana of the Haftorah. So the question is, which Haftorahs were read in the 3-year cycle? So in the Cairo Geniza, once again, they did find a bunch of documents which had a list of some of the Haftorahs. One of the scholars wanted to say that if you open the Medrash Rabbah, which is an Eretz Yisrael Medrash, you see the beginning of the Parsha, which corresponds to the beginning of the Parsha of the three, from the 3-year cycle. In other words, if we know, for example, Parsha Chavdalet in Bereishis begins by Yitzchak and Yitzchak. By Yitzchak, when he got all the Parshas Todos. So you look in Medrash Rabbah, you find where it begins, Vayiki Zak and Yitzchak, and the first pasuk that will be quoted from the Navi in that Medrash will be from the Haftorah. That is his suggestion. That's a very interesting suggestion, but I tried figuring it out and learning, and it just didn't work. Maybe he has a way, but it didn't work. But I did find an amazing thing, unfortunately, just on Bereishis. Over here we have Medrash Agadas Bereishis, which is around, that has a parish from the Rebbe Avram that I grew up on it, and it's divided up into different segments. And no doubt that the segments that are divided up fit with the segments of the Siddurim of the 3-year cycle. Now, as it starts up, every time you have a new parish in the 3-year cycle, you have a new parish in the Medrash here. And after you have an explanation on the Torah, then comes an explanation on Navi, and then comes an explanation on Kesuv. So no doubt that the Navi that's quoted there is the Haftorah that was read for that cycle. And the Ksuvim also, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that by Mincha, Gemara's second parak in Shabbos, by Mincha they used to read Ksuvim. Today we don't, but they used to read Ksuvim. So no doubt that this Medrash is clearly an old Medrash, which reflects the old Minhag, where they used to have a 3-year cycle. They read in the morning, they read from the Torah and Nevi'im, the Haftorah, and in Ksuvim, and by Mincha, they read from the Ksuvim. Now, we don't know how long this 3-year cycle continued, but it's clear from the traveler, Benjamin of Tudela, who was in the time of the Rambam, that in his days, they were still reading the 3-year cycle in Egypt. Not everyone. Clearly not everyone, because the Rambam says the Minhag Pashut is not like that. But there were people who were still reading the 3-year cycle in Egypt, even as late as the 11th century. So the tradition continued. The Rambam tried to do away with it. But eventually today, we know that the 1-year cycle prevailed, and that's how all of class will have in a minute. But if you look clearly, and when this will finish, when the Gemara discusses the Kriyas HaTorah for the Gemara discusses the Kriyas HaTorah for Sukkot, so the Gemara says that on the 8th day you read Kol HaBchor, and on the 9th day you read Vazos HaBracha, and you're Maftir Vayamot Shlomo. And Tosfos already points out, he says, we don't do that. We're Maftir Vayechei Mos Moshe. So Tosfos says that perhaps, some say Rav Haigon was Mesakein to read after Vayechei Mos Moshe. But clearly over here we see the evidence that the custom to complete the Torah and Simchas Torah was something that developed gradually. And the Gra, for example, says on the Aloch and Simchas Torah, where it says that you read in Eretz Yisrael, you read on the 8th day with Zos HaBrachos. So the Gra says very simple, because on the 9th day in Chutzlitz you read with Zos HaBrachos, so on the 9th day you read in the 8th day. And maybe for the Gros it was simple, but I, unfortunately, was not yet zochet to understand this Gros. In all other leanings, when you have an extra day for Yom Tov Shen Shel Golius, in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, you read the same leaning on the first day of Yom Tov. And the second day in Chutz La'aretz, they add a special thing. And here we do something just the opposite. We don't read the leaning of the eighth day in Eretz Yisrael, we read the leaning of the ninth day on the eighth day. Why do we do that? That's a good question, but clearly in Eretz Yisrael originally they never had a problem. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they finished the cycle 3 years. There was no Simchas Torah. They finished it the Shabbos before. So on the eighth day, they read Kol HaMachor. It's only later when the one-year cycle prevailed over Eretz Yisrael also that they're going to finish on Simchas Torah. And since the Chutzlars, they finish on the ninth day. And in Eretz Yisrael, there is a ninth day. So then it was moved up to the eighth day. But clearly, that's the thing that happened later on. In the Din of the Gemara, during Eretz Yisrael, they read on the eighth day Kol HaMachor. And only in Chutz La'aretz, where they had the 1 year cycle, they use as a bracha on the ninth day.